jail, and dad sat on a stool under a tree reading a monthly edition of a newspaper. Tune in to One Love Radio and let the memories unfold. Old is gold.
Up next, the news bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Makhedi Zulu praised youth's participation in expression of interest process. Lusaka province moves 55,554 metric tons of maize to safe storage. Tanzanian president promised Robi in two elections protest to death. Kia warns Kaizer Chiefs to watch out for Zesco United. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. A concerned citizen has called on cabinet ministers in the New Dawn government to do their job and stop embarrassing the president and making him unfamous. Mr. Bernard Mwamba has lamented that most ministers in the government are corrupt and are underperforming, hence the blackish from members of the public against the president. He has warned that if this trend continues, the UPND administration might lose the 2026 general elections.
Cabinet ministers, new zone government ministers, imam mamulelengo to a president at English, where is Evana? Mucharu cha Zambia mkini 26 jenwe sene mwamona kumula kwenu baene jimini sakuru mwoku wala njimutila wani safari edio wana kupari ya mentio tule tera maraisi zesko 10 hours hapa tule sa target 15 hours tule ukwe banito maraisi tule kwata 1 hour 30 minutes 2 hours lelenga business sa ileenga kule kwa mcharu mlelenga majanki mlelenga salamu.
The Patriotic Front presidential candidate Makhedi Zulu's office has praised the strong participation of young people when he visited the PF Secretariat for his expression of interest for presidential aspirant. Speaking on behalf of the office of the PF presidential candidate Makhedi Zulu, Isaac Nsonkela described the development as a major milestone in reaffirming the party's democratic values. Sonkela says the turnout in large numbers confirmed their courage and vision, signaling a secure future for the party. He says the process reflects PF commitment to transparency, participation and internal accountability.
As fresh candidates, we welcome both criticism and encouragement. We understand that leadership invites scrutiny and we embrace it with maturity. While we may be youth, the future does not wait. It demands boldness, preparedness and the courage to step forward when duty calls. We are confident that our generation possesses both the capacity and the responsibility to shape the destiny of our party and our nation. Though we may be referred to as young, we are wise enough not to descend into petty attacks against fellow contenders. Our campaigns shall remain issue-based, conducted with respect and dignity.
The government and the public service union has made steady progress in their ongoing negotiations to review salaries and conditions of service for public sector employees. The two parties have been meeting this week and reported to have reached agreements on several key issues, making what insiders describe as successful and constructive agreement so far. However, to allow the broader consultations with relevant stakeholders on few outstanding matters, both sides agreed to adjourn the negotiations on 13th November 2025. According to a joint statement issued to ZANIS in Lusaka, the consultations are expected to help refine the position before the negotiations are concluded. Now government and the public service union will resume the collective bearings process on Monday, 24th November 2025, where the remaining issues will be tabled for final consideration. The negotiations form part of the annual review of conditions aimed at improving the welfare of public service workers while aligning commitment with the government's fiscal position.
Church News.
And in church news, a clerk has called on the newly appointed Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, EFZ, board to speak the truth and not fear politicians. Speaking on One Love Radio neighborhood program, Apostle Mapalo of Lusaka has advised the board to direct and guide politicians even as they submit their leadership. He has lamented that the church mother bodies are powerless in Zambia as they fear political leaders instead of offering guidance to them.
In Zambia, we used to have Dr. Nevas Mumba. When Nevas Mumba speaks, politicians trembled that time. Kaunda trembled. Chiruba trembled. When Kaunda said, Shafu meponangu nindusa, then Nevas Mumba said, no, let me call for Indaba. Nevas Mumba called for Indaba. We see Chiruba and Kaunda. Kaunda surrender. Chikaunda mpeleka kujere. Nevas Mumba stood until Kaunda mchosa kujere. When Nevas Mumba stood, Zambia is shaking. We need a leader who can speak and the politicians obey. Zambia shakes. A church mother body is powerless to the government, sir, because they submit to the authority. Yes, the Bible says we have to submit to the authority, but we have to control. President Ngaruba kumweba tababeba wana kina but wana fear.
Agriculture News.
And in agriculture news, government has successfully transferred 55,554 metric tons of maize into safety storage facilities in Lusaka province, representing 99.47% of the total 55,850 metric tons purchased during the 2025 crop marketing season, according to the Food Reserve Agency. Lusaka Provincial Administration Public Relations Officer Logic Lukwanda revealed that the province surpassed its initial purchase target of 22,000 metric tons before maize purchase officially closed on 31 October 2025. He says all maize stored in satellite depots had been secured, with 296 metric tons still held in the locations. Breaking down the remaining maize stock, Lukwanda noted that Rufunsa district had 102 metric tons, Lusaka district holds 38 metric tons, Chongwe district has 32 metric tons, while Kafiwa district has no maize left in satellite depots. He added that figures for Chirundu district, which falls under Lusaka province for reporting purposes, shows that 1,234 metric tons of maize was purchased. A total of 3 million has been dispersed to farmers in Chirundu, with 4 million still outstanding.
In terms of payments, because supplying maize to FRA means farmers getting paid their dues. In terms of payments, the farmers who sold maize to the FRA, 142,000, I beg your pardon, 142,028,313 kwacha has been disbursed to Lusaka farmers against a total outstanding due of 237,752,707 kwacha, representing 37.39% payment rate. Now, we would like to indicate that government notes the challenges causing delayed payments to farmers, and therefore we assure speedy payments to our hardworking farmers to ensure that, with all things being equal, we will produce another maize bumper harvest as we move towards President Hakainde Hichilema's production target of 10 million metric tons annually.
You're still with me, Alex Yanga. We have more in international and sports news after this break. Stay tuned to One Love Radio.
Listen to One Love Radio main news. At 8 hours.
Those people just to deliver according to what people want. Let them not get the agreement for them.
13 hours and 18 hours. For news tips, call +211 224 4404 or email us on onelovenews@gmail.com.
come back. Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan has announced an official investigation.